Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said. And we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to hold a public hearing for updating development fees. Traffic control east of Chelan scheduled for this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a public hearing in its meeting tonight on updating City Development Services user fees. Fees are imposed by the city to recover costs on providing services that are otherwise not provided to those not paying the fee. The city previously approved user fee changes for public safety, airport, utility administration, library, recreation, and admin services in September. The second phase to its study on fees is to consider adopting new fees for building planning, engineering, and development. These are proposed to change include residential permits, remodels, and additions, public improvement plans, and a review of building plans. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Travelers in both directions of the Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control this week. Caltrans District 5 announced control will begin tonight at 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Then it will go into effect again at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. on Thursday. Caltrans says travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes and are advised to allow for extra time on their travels through the area. The traffic control is for crews to continue their construction activities on the Highway 46 corridor. Paso Robles man killed in a head-on collision in Wasco. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CHP has provided details of a fatal collision involving a passerable's van that took place in Wasco this weekend. On Saturday at about 2:30 a.m. east of Curt Road, 20-year-old Gail Salto Fernandez of Wasco was driving eastbound on the 46. CHP says for unknown reasons, Fernandez's 2011 Toyota Corolla went into the oncoming lanes, crashing head-on into a Prius driven by 36-year-old Stanley Carbajal of Paso Robles. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Paso Robles School District has released its newest issue of Paso Proud, the magazine that highlights the achievements and current ongoings for the district. This issue's stories contains the recognizes the remarkable acts of generosity at Kermit King Elementary, where students, staff, and families collected more than 2,300 canned and non-perishable food items for Paso Robles Loaves and Fishes. The issue also includes photos celebrating the opening of the new Paso Robles Aquatic Center, made possible through Measure M. It also goes into detail of the Libretto Conservatory program, where Paso Robles High School jazz students received conservatory-level jazz instruction and mentorship from jazz artists. The magazine can be viewed online, and interested readers can subscribe to have each new issue delivered to their inboxes. San Luis Obispo County emergency crews responded to a report of potential hazardous materials at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo, 4119 Broad Street. Yesterday morning, reports came in at about 9:42 a.m. of an unknown white powder at the blood bank, and the building was evacuated. Emergency services also said there were reports of skin irritation from Vitalant members after they came into contact with the powdery substance last week. A release from officials say that the testing revealed the substance was non-toxic, and responders determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. The building was cleared to be reoccupied afterwards. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Clippers 119-115, the Lakers over the Rockets 100-92, the Warriors beat the Wizards 125-117. Tonight, the Kings will face the Spurs, the Nuggets will go against the 76ers, the Bucks will face the Cavaliers, the Kings will go against the Timberwolves. In California news, in response to the Trump administration calling for Sable Offshore Corporation to restart oil operations off California's coast, State Controller Malia M. Cohen has called for an emergency session of the State Lands Commission. Controller Cohen's press office said she urges the commission to join Governor Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta in challenging Sable's reliance on the Trump administration's exercise of authority and to direct staff to terminate the lease if Sable chooses to operate the platform without all required regulatory approvals. A former CHP officer was charged with murder on Monday for his alleged role in a crash that left four people dead on the 605 freeway. 24-year-old Angelo Rodriguez allegedly slammed his patrol car into another vehicle on a southbound freeway exit on July 20th, disabling the car. Instead of rendering aid, Rodriguez allegedly sat in his vehicle for several minutes. A former deputy with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for helping a cryptocurrency businessman extort a rival and arrange a sham illegal drug possession arrest of another adversary. 44-year-old Michael David Koberg was sentenced to also pay $127,000 in restitution. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The national sorghum producers took part in the annual Commodity Classic where they discussed priorities that they intend to work on for the rest of 2026. CEO Tim Lust discusses those priorities.
We continue to push E15 across the finish line, one of the most important domestic policy items that could be done to create demand that doesn't just help with short-term economic challenges, but works on economic challenges here. Year after year after year. So, you know, that's number one. Certainly, we have a farm bill that we have been working through. And while there's a core parts of that bill that were passed and handled, there's still key components of that bill that haven't been handled. So continuing to work through that process and to try to get a farm bill across the finish line, certainly a priority.
45Z, the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, has major potential to be a benefit for sorghum producers. However, there are still obstacles to overcome.
45Z, something that part of the Big Beautiful Bill and something that we see as having real opportunity for our growers. Going back into the biofuel industry, working on rules there, working through that process with Treasury. It's a program that's in place, but it's not known and the details aren't known to where there's economic value at the farm gate level.
Tim Lust with the National Sorghum Producers.
Ranchers, the Vermilion Ranch Spring Angus Sale is coming up March 26th and 27th. 5,500 head of Angus sell on Thursday, March 26th, 12 noon at the South Pryor Development Center, 18 miles east of Billings. 5,000 open commercial Angus replacement heifers sell. These are one iron and ready to breed. Also selling are 45 first calf heifer pairs, all sired by Vermilion Irish Whiskey. Then head to Pays in Billings at 5 o'clock for Vermilion's 5th annual embryo sale and a special offering of 30 bred registered heifers right from the heart of their fall program. On Friday, March 27th at Pays, 11 a.m. 500 performance tested, registered yearling Angus bull sired by the best, Unified, Jameson, Riverside, Long Teton, Bedrock, and more. Sales broadcast live on northernlivestockvideo.com. It's also where you can preview the entire offering at any time. Again, it's the Vermilion Ranch Angus Spring Sale, March 26th and 27th in Billings, Montana.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
With the Big Beautiful Bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there on El Camino Real since 1968. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
I don't know why.
afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry is back. First up, we'll have on Nicole Dorfman from the REACT Alliance. Unresolved concerns pertaining to proposed Central Coast offshore wind projects and some other things regarding the wind energy development. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Mr. Ring, Edward Ring, he is the Director of Water Energy, the California Policy Center, will be back. What it would take to build an abundant water coalition in California, and then energy security and why California's burdened its residents with taxes and shortages. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL, as we go to the text. Let's see here. I thought cats were good for keeping rattlesnakes away. Put them to work. No, you don't want that to go. Cats going after rattlesnakes, although they are pretty quick. Let's see here. I graduated from, again, this is on the text. I graduated from Clovis High School in 1979. It makes me so proud every time Clovis is mentioned regarding its academic discipline. They would cut your hair right there and then if your hair fell below the earlobe on the first day of school in high school. If you had curly hair and it stood above it, they would pull it down and cut it and cut it then if it did. Can you imagine going to school, Chris, and somebody stopping you and cutting your hair?
I don't think I would appreciate that very much.
No, I don't even.
Also, a little unrelated, but I may have thrown you off your game by going up to microwave my food during the farming segment. We skipped past food and farm news and the weather.
Oh.
We're a little early on the morning exchange here.
Okay, well, more time for people to call in. Okay.
That's fair enough.
All right, we'll make it up. Well, it's only a precursor to what could be happening Friday.
All the shenanigans.
Yeah, with the new stuff coming in. So could be one for the ages. So
I do have a slight traffic report I can give, though.
Okay, go ahead.
So we've got a traffic collision with no injuries on Nacimiento Lake Drive just west of Chimney Rock Road. A vehicle hit a deer. Currently, it is unknown if the deer is a traffic hazard in the road, and CHP has a unit assigned. This was reported at about 7:17 this morning.
See, I always question the wording on that. Did the vehicle hit the deer or did the deer hit the vehicle?
I don't know. It just says vehicle versus deer.
Deer have to be among the dumbest animals. As I always refer to them as long-legged rats. They are just, I mean, they have to be. They can't see the lights of a vehicle and they can't hear it coming.
I don't know what it is. Evolutionary, I don't know what it is.
Years ago, I put the, I don't know what they're called, on the front of the truck. To warn deer or something? What are they called?
Warn deer?
Yeah, you buy them, you put them on, and supposedly the deer can hear them.
I've got no idea what that. I've never heard of that.
Anyway, they didn't work. Okay, and a deer ran into me. And what was funny is, Tom, I think you were the one on this when I got my vehicle fixed, he asked me if I wanted to keep those things on. I forget what they're called. I said, double hockey sticks? No, they didn't work. They didn't keep the deer from running into my car or the truck. Get rid of them. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Daff.
Say, the guy was talking about hair a little bit, but anyway, when the Beatles first came out, everybody was talking about how long their hair was. And now you look at the photos from back then of what they looked like, and their hair didn't look that long at all, I don't think.
No, not, and particularly by late 60s standards.
Yeah, there was a guy, John Downs was in my class at Paso Robles High School, but anyway, he made a picture of him on the front page because they thought his hair was too long. He was in a music group called I forget what they were called, but anyway, his hair didn't look hardly long at all either. But he made the front page, the Paso Robles Press.
Now,
way back then,
did you have long hair when you were in high school?
No,
So would it be, were you, was it below your ear, or was it more of an early 60s looking cut?
Well, I kind of had my hair cut real short, you know, because I was in athletics and stuff. And then and I just had a regular hair, clean cut, regular haircut other than that, too.
Well, okay. Well, you know, everybody had their own style, but a lot of people would, they were, shall we say, influenced by the style of the day and the peer pressure.
Yeah. Say, you know, you were talking about trying to get out of direct TV and somebody else was in the trouble you had. Well, anyway, I went to the bank and I asked them about, you know, can you just go to the bank and have them stop paying the automatic withdrawal to, like, DirecTV or whatever you're paying? And they said, yeah, you can go right directly to the bank, and you don't have to go through the TV place or anything. They'll stop making the payments to them but for $25. And I think that could be a real good deal, considering the hassle that you have to go through to get hold of these people and try to, you know, cancel something. So I just wanted to let you know, you can go to the bank and they'll release my bank anyway.
Well, on our direct, it's not automatic, so, which is good, because I don't want to pay anybody $25.
Yeah.
They make enough money off us.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said the banks make enough money off us. So go ahead. I'm finished.
Well, anyway, you were talking about, you know, people had photographs of Norma and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I have a lot of photographs from way back then, and I have photographs of Norma when she was probably a freshman in high school, because my aunt Doreen and her were real good friends. But anyway, I've got one photograph of Norma when she was probably a freshman. But anyway, she's standing inside of a great big garbage can, and then she's holding the lid of the garbage can over her head like she's going to put herself down into the garbage can and close the lid.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she was always, you know, doing funny things like that, even way back then.
Oh, no, she was. They had a bunch of pictures at her memorial, and they were just, I don't remember the percentage, but most of them were somewhat, shall we say, Norma's personality were in those pictures.
Yeah.
It was fun to look at.
That picture I have, that shows her personality. Yeah, I don't know if it was my mom or grandma took all the photographs I have of early, you know, from back in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
are just cans and cans of photographs that somebody in my family loved to take photos. And like I said, there's a few of Norma and a lot of other people.
Let me, if I can, let me ask you a question. What do you plan to do with those things?
Yeah, I'll probably end up giving them to the museum someday.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't take them with me.
No, you can't.
I might give them to them before I leave.
I'll
have to go through them one of these days, but they're fun. They're sure fun to look at.
Yeah, you know, it is. I got one a couple of years ago, and it was family photos. And, you know, every once in a while, it is kind of neat to go back and look through them.
Yeah, oh, it sure is.
And then remember when you were young.
Yeah.
So has your hairstyle changed much through the years?
Well, about the longest my hair ever got was when I was maybe in 20 or so, and it wasn't real long. But I had a photograph taken for my passport when I was about 20, and that's the best photograph that's ever been taken of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my hair hasn't really changed too much, really.
Other than,
and right now, I like getting just what they call a regular haircut still.
Okay. Well, when you say it hasn't changed much, except for the color.
Yeah, and the amount.
Okay.
Yeah, if I just didn't have that bald spot on the back.
All right, well.
One guy at work went and got the Bosley treatment, you know, hair transplants, and I saw his wife not too long ago, his ex-wife, and I asked her about it. She said, oh, yeah, he ended up losing the hair again, and it's just like it used to be still.
Did she say whether he looked like an idiot with the new hair or what?
she didn't say.
Okay, because even with, you know, all the technology we talk about, there are still some guys that walk around and they've got the worst looking, not the transplant or whatever it's called, but the fake hair, the toupee or something some of them just look ridiculous.
Oh, you can sure tell when somebody's got one.
Yeah, you can.
It seems like they could make just a little tiny piece of a toupee that would, where they take your, they cut some of your hair, and then they put it all together in you know, just the size of the bald spot, you know, in the back, and you kind of glue it on to where, you know, I guess maybe somebody can work on that and make money on that deal.
So what, they would glue it on their head like Mo used to do to Larry?
Yeah. there's nothing fun. Oh, those are some funny stuff. I like Groucho Marx, too. I remember Groucho Marx. Oh, what a funny guy. In the Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we watched them all the time as kids.
Yeah, well, you can still, the Three Stooges are on MTV, not MTV, it's MeTV. They're on every, I don't know, but, you know, you flip in the channel, you come across those three idiots doing something, and I've got to stop and laugh.
I mentioned to you a while back that I think it's called the grandson of one of them, you know, you can get hold of a lot of stuff. It's something like Howard's grandson or Moe's grandson, but anyway, he's got a thing on.
Yeah, there's a family member from both the Marxes and the one of the Three Stooges, because there has been this there were some lawsuits on the copyright, but the trademark of, you know, both families for the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the Marx Brothers, and I don't know the relationship, one of the grandsons, where they've kind of taken control of that.
Yeah, you can see that. You can Google it, and I've always wanted to see his grandson's thing on Google.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he even has a convention every year about his granddad and him. He never knew he was related to him until later in life, and then all of a sudden his mother said, oh, by the way, you're related to, you know, one of the Three Stooges.
I've got one along those lines. My sister, she went out with this guy, and his first name was Chris. Chris's dad was Bob Keesham. Bob Keesham was Captain Kangaroo. And this guy Chris, he didn't know that his dad was Captain Kangaroo until whatever age.
Huh.
You know, he'd go to work. No, not in costume or makeup, and come home and he's dad. And again, I forget, because I met him when I was about, 15 or 16. So, you know, a long time ago. So I don't remember what age that he was told or found out that his dad was Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, boy, what a surprise, huh?
Yeah, in many ways.
Yeah.
So, all right, Daff, well, nice talking with you.
Hey, see, back at you. Take care.
All right. Alrighty, let's see here. Hairstyle, what hair? I haven't bought shampoo in 35 years. Chris, would you ever be so vain as to get hair growth or a toupee or anything like that?
If I start balding, it all just comes off. May as well just embrace it. Why fight it?
Would you let it go naturally, or would you just shave it?
Just shave it.
Okay. All right. Well, to each his own. Let's see here. Deer alert. That's what those things were called, or deer whistles. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm never putting them back on because apparently it attracted two deer.
So ended up doing the opposite, huh?
Yeah, that's just the thing. Let's see here. Okay. So this one hasn't come up in a long time. So hairstyles. So my dad was a stickler for the hair stuff. He, very conservative man, the whole nine yards. And my older brother, Chris, when he did have hair, this would be in the late 60s, he had it kind of, well, I guess by today's standards it wouldn't matter, but my dad considered it long. And my brother went to a Catholic high school, and there was, you know, they had restrictions on this and stuff, but my brother, for whatever reason. So my brother got into a somewhat of an argument with my dad over the haircuts, and my dad wanted his hair to be shorter. And, my dad goes into this whatever rage and stuff about, you know, long hair on boys and et cetera, et cetera. And if you really want to, shall we say, poke the bear, after the argument, my brother drew a picture of Jesus Christ. And most pictures we see of Jesus Christ, he has what?
Long hair.
My brother left that picture of him on my dad's desk. And I don't remember the exact outcome, but I think my dad lost his argument. Anyway, it's just I can almost still see that picture there. What about this? Or I forget the exact verbiage my brother used, but anyway, it was, got to say, it was very daring and risky of my brother to do that. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? I came across a story this morning, and I guess you could say it's one of these nice things that somebody won an award here in this county. And it has to do with helping out the community, which is nice. And this has to do with the Latino community. Okay. And again, that's nice and so forth. But what jumped out, well, it didn't jump out at me, but one of the things that I just kind of honed in on was, it says here, every immigrant mother fighting for her children's education, every woman seeking health care in her own language, even family facing ICE enforcement. All right, well, the ICE enforcement, that shouldn't be a worry if you're doing things the legal way. So I discount that. And then when I saw this thing about seeking health care in their own language, as a matter of fact, of demanding that the Paso Robles School District make sure that they have the translation. And I got to think of whatever country you come from, is there not a responsibility to learn the language of the country that you are entering? And to force somebody to give you something, okay, it's forced the Paso Robles School District to improve Spanish translation services and include Latino parents in decision-making. They would have the ability to have the decision-making if they were prepared to come to a country and learn its language, no matter where you came from and what language it is, you would learn the language of the country. And so when you say you force the Paso Robles School District, how about forcing the people that come from other countries to learn the language of the country that they're coming to take, not advantage of, but certainly to have the opportunities that the country you're coming to offers you? Instead of saying you forced them to do this, are you benefiting them by forcing them to not learn the language? Well, language is linked to culture, allowing you to appreciate the traditions, nuances, and perspectives of the residents, particularly in the country that you go to. Speaking the local language or native language helps you connect deeply with people, building trust and enabling friendships beyond the bubble. It significantly improves career prospects, giving access to the local job market and enhancing business opportunities. It also helps with the independence of just the daily tasks, just the simple things that we all take for granted every single day. And learning a new language improves memory and problem-solving skills. And lastly here, when you go to another country to learn, you should learn their language. Here is one you might want to think of. It's a sign of respect. Making an effort shows respect for your new home, which is often warmly received by locals, instead of forcing us to give you something. Just a little something to think about. But we don't do that. We give in. And are we helping? Are we helping when we do that for people? Let's see here. Kevin, those who called deer whistles. Kevin, those were called deer whistles. No, they didn't work. Nope. Let me see. Here's another one. Kevin, let's see, you are so simple-minded. Oh, this is our same buddy who likes to use filthy language. Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad you're still listening. I appreciate it very much. And thank you for not using the nasty sexual language that you usually do. So you must have satisfied yourself before you got on the text today. All right, let's see. What else do we have here on this morning on the news and so forth? Your county, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is predicting a $1 million budget deficit, but it will more than likely grow. Okay? Now, you know with numbers, particularly from politicians, the county is currently projected to have a $13.6 billion baseline budget surplus for the fiscal year 2026, but the preliminary number is expected to shrink. And again, that would be the $1 million deficit. That's this year. It's not total. And that continues to add up. So your county board of supervisors, once again, doing a very, very nice job of managing the money that they take from you with more projects and so forth and so on. So they'll probably have to raise their fees, which they did, what, last year, I think? And now the city of Paso Robles wants to do it as well to cover the costs. Cover the costs. All right, there you go. All right, let's see here. We're going to exit stage left.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive.
The Pasquale City Council will be holding a public hearing in its meeting tonight on updating city development services user fees. These fees are imposed by the city to recover costs on providing services that are not otherwise provided to those not paying the fee. This is the second phase of fee implementations for the council to consider, with a focus on building, planning, and development. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Pasquale School District has released its newest issue of Paso Proud, the magazine that highlights the ongoings for the district. This issue recognizes the remarkable act of generosity at Kermit King Elementary, where students, staff, and families collected more than 2,300 canned and non-perishable food items for Paso loaves and fishes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Tuning up for New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade and the White House visit with Ireland's Prime Minister, bringing the traditional bowl of shamrocks and hopes for world peace. As Israel's military takes out the two top Iran hardliners responsible for killing thousands of protesters.
Ali Larijani, a top Iranian official, is dead, according to Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz. Larijani was seen as the de facto leader of Iran in the aftermath of those opening strikes in Operation Epic Fury.
Fox's Trey Yank says Israel's military confirms the top besieged commander and 12 of its leaders were killed in another strike. Rising oil prices fueling inflation concerns at the Fed meeting. President Trump's Save America Act gets its first test vote in the Senate today. To show citizenship and voter ID needs just a simple majority. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Lots of sunshine on your Tuesday. Highs in the low 90s. Generally clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. We'll do low 90s again on Wednesday. Thursday, mid-90s. Back to low 90s on Friday. Then mid-80s on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 7:11 a.m., 7:12 p.m. We're at 52. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Marvin Gaye.
Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. All right, can you announce this? Yes, I'm going to do it right now. The Paso Robles Pioneer Day Committee is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026. So if you know a young lady that meets the following criteria, 17 to 19 years old, living and attending high school in Paso Robles, Templeton area, high school senior graduating class of 2027, and also a family that settled in Paso Robles area prior to World War II, you can go to pioneerdaybellsncourt@gmail.com. So there you go. Okay, also we have Colony Days. That's coming up Saturday, October 17th, and they just want you to know that you mark your calendar for it for the parade, which starts 10 and will end about noon, followed by the full day of activities in downtown. So if you are interested in participating one way or the other, if you have a stand or a booth or something like that, contact the city of Atascadero and get rolling early. It comes real quick. There's a lot of events, and a lot of people like to get in on them. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. All righty, we have 8.5 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They're just one block north of the park, easy to find. And hey, right in front, they got free parking. Imagine that. Let's see here on this Tuesday, KPRL husband and sniper. Sergeant, this is all in capital big bold letters, Sergeant Kevin Phillips, sniper of snakes, too. Sean Miguel Rogers, Marty Rovenstein, hey Marty. Robert Barger, James Jessup, Richard Smith. We have Pamela Reynolds. It says Pamela Reynolds. She's a Boston Red Sox fan, so, Rosemary Borgott, Aiden Pratt Roberts, Aaron Wheatley, Robert Stevenson, and Navaya Rodriguez. So there you go. It's your local celebrities and whatever. All right. On my right-hand side, here's some folks maybe you heard of. I don't know. Grauman's Theater, the Chinese theater, famous down there in Hollywood. Well, Sid was born in 1879. He died in 1950. The great golfer, Bobby Jones, 1902-1971. Looking here. Oh, man. One of the best ever. Slinging Sammy. Sammy Ball. By the way, his Slinging Sammy name did not come from his football throwing. It came from his baseball career. All right, Sammy was born in 1914, and he died in his ranch down there in Texas in 2008. Hank Sawyer, pretty good baseball player. 1917, 2001, the one and only. Oh, I love that song, That Sunday, That Summer. Nat King Cole, 1965. Who else do we have? The singer, Adam Wade, 1935-2022. Rudolf Nureyev, the ballet dancer, 1938-1993. This lady, she was the only female member of the one of the biggest groups of the 1950s. Zola Taylor, 1938-2007. Zola was a member of the Platters. Yep. Little Anthony and the Imperials, they were big back then. Clarence Collins was one of the singers, 1941. From Paul Kantner, from the Jefferson Airplane, 1941-2016. Pretty good ball player and a good manager, Cito Gaston, 1944. The group Gloria, them, remember? G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria. Who was the lead singer was that guy? Can't remember his name now. Anyway, he was Pat McCauley. That was born in 1944 from Steeler's Wheel. Paul Pitlick, 1941. Love and Spoonfuls, John Sebastian, 1944. The other guy from another group, Harold Brown from War, 1946. And we have Bobby Patrick Duffy from Dallas, 1949. Thin Lizzy's Scott Graham was born in 1951. Kurt Russell, 1951. Susie Allinson, the singer, 1952. Leslie Ann Downs, the actress, 1954. Country singer and pretty good songwriter. Paul Overstreet, 1955. Danny Ainge, hoopster, played a little baseball too, 1959. From, let's see here. Oh, no, the actress, Vicki Lewis, 1960. What could have been from the University of Kentucky, first pick way back, and it's always mentioned Sam Bowie, that Portland took him over Michael Jordan. Sam Bowie got hurt right away, and he never became what he was supposed to be. When he was healthy, he was pretty good. Now owns a bunch of horses there in Lexington. Sam was born in 1960. Rob Lowe, the actor, 1964. From the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan, 1967. Man, lots on the list today. Who else do we have here? Going through. And that is it. That is it. All right. Passing away on this day many moons ago, the comedian. He had a longstanding feud with Jack Benny. Fred Allen, 1956. The Doppler Effect. Christian Doppler died in 1853. Remember the Carol Burnett Show and Lyle Wagner? Well, he died in 2020. Country singer, he's in the Hall of Fame, On the Wings of a Snow. Ferlin Husky died in 2011. Fine actress Helen Hayes passed away in 1993. Grace Lance, who was she? Well, she was a wife of Walter Lance. She provided the voice for her husband's famous creation. Woody Woodpecker. Mel Blanc did it before she did, though. But anyway, Grace died in 1992. And the youngest jockey to win the Kentucky Derby, Lonnie Clayton, died in 1917. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. I'll tell you. He was offered a couple of times to play professional baseball. And at one time he did. And this was after he gave up the game. He hurt his leg or knee sliding into second base, and he said, no more of this. So, you know, if you're going to play a safer sport, why not play football, particularly back then, with many of the guys not even wearing helmets. Anyway, the guy could do anything. He was just a fabulous athlete, big guy for his time, 6'2", about 300 pounds. Well, he did sign a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he just decided after a while that he was unhappy with his prospects, and then he turned to professional football. He was selected in the first round. This was after he went to, he did play football in college. He did play at TCU from 34 to 1936, which back then, Southwestern Conference was something else. I mean, you had guys coming after, like the fabulous Doak Walker, and you also had Kyle Rote and a whole bunch of others. So he goes into professional football with the Washington Redskins, and he may have had one of the greatest single-season performances by a football player. In the 1943 season, he led the league in pass completions, punting with a 45.9-yard average, and he also led the league in interceptions. Pretty versatile, which a lot of guys back then were. Sammy Baugh was a 2-time NFL champion, 6-time Pro Bowler, 4-time passing leader, 2-time passing touchdown leader, 3-time NFL passer ratings leader, 8-time completion percentage leader. Also, as I mentioned, NFL interception leader, punting leader. He's on the all-decades team of the 40s, the 75th, and the 100th. He did everything you could on a football player. By the way, his career interceptions, 31. 31. Sammy Baugh to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Travelers in both directions on Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way traffic control this week. First tonight from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m., then again on Wednesday from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. on Thursday. San Luis Obispo County of Emergency Services reported a potential hazardous material at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo, 4119 Broad Street, yesterday morning. Reports came in at about 9:42, but responders determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
After football, he went to his ranch in Jayton, Texas. It was 20,000 acres. And his son said that if he had to do it all over again, that Sammy would have just lived life on the ranch and probably would have not played sports at all. He died in December in 2008. He was 94 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.